Imagine a world where parents don't frantically Google the right way to raise their children. Katie Hurley's The Happy Kid Handbook offers this liberating perspective by focusing on what truly helps children thrive, happiness. This isn't just another parenting manual with rigid rules. It's an antidote to the anxiety-inducing parent-as-a-verb culture that dominates modern child-rearing. While many parenting approaches focus on correcting behaviors, Hurley's refreshing perspective centers on building children up by understanding their unique temperaments and giving them tools to manage their own emotions. The foundation of this approach? Recognizing that each child is fundamentally unique, with their own emotional landscape that requires personalized understanding rather than one-size-fits-all solutions. Each child experiences the world differently. Some children are high intensity, experiencing emotions more powerfully than their laid-back peers. Others are creative daydreamers who process information in ways that might appear as inattention. Understanding where your child falls on the introvert-extrovert spectrum is particularly crucial, not as rigid categories, but as tendencies that may shift depending on context. Introverted children typically observe before participating, need transition time, concentrate deeply on one activity, and require significant downtime after stimulation. Supporting these children means respecting their rich internal worlds by providing daily alone time, honoring their preference for one or two close friends rather than large groups, and understanding that their emotional processing happens internally. When preparing introverts for social events, detailed advance information helps reduce anxiety. Extroverted children present different needs. They're talkative, action-packed, and constantly seeking stimulation. They process thoughts aloud, act before reflecting, and find energy in groups. Supporting these spirited children means embracing their social nature with plenty of interaction opportunities, helping channel their abundant energy through creative outlets, and teaching active listening skills. Most children fall somewhere between these extremes, with personalities that shift based on environment. When parents align expectations with each child's unique temperament, kids experience greater self-confidence and happiness, the foundation for everything else. 9-year-old Avery transformed from an angry, resistant child to a happy, adventurous girl through one simple intervention: play. Through structured play with a dollhouse, she processed complicated feelings about her adoption, eventually finding her voice and making peace with her conflicting emotions. Play isn't just fun. It's children's natural language and essential for development. Through unstructured play, children develop communication skills, creative thinking, emotional processing, problem-solving abilities, and pure joy. Research confirms that free play improves verbal and cognitive skills, memory, language development, and physical growth. Play also creates vital connections between children. Whether cautiously observing before joining or confidently taking charge, children in group play develop crucial social skills, learning to work together, solve problems, and consider others' feelings. Even conflicts provide valuable opportunities to read facial cues, identify problems, and cooperate effectively. Unfortunately, free play has dramatically decreased in modern childhood. Where children once spent after-school hours in unstructured play, today's children are increasingly enrolled in competitive, adult-directed activities. Parents can reverse this trend by examining their own attitudes toward play, making time for unstructured play despite busy schedules, and providing simple materials that inspire creativity rather than fancy electronic toys. By supporting unstructured play, you give children the gift of self-discovery, emotional processing, and pure joy. 7-year-old Jape made classmates laugh daily, yet came to therapy with persistent physical complaints. A feelings exercise revealed he could only identify one emotion, happiness. This disconnect between emotional awareness and physical symptoms shows how many children navigate life without understanding their emotions, a significant barrier to finding genuine happiness. When babies are young, parents constantly label emotions while soothing them. As children grow, however, focus often shifts from emotional understanding to behavioral correction. Parents become preoccupied with raising well-behaved rather than happy children. Without vocabulary to express feelings, children resort to physical demonstrations, kicking, yelling, or melting down, increasing parental frustration. Children need concrete strategies to identify emotions. Through playful activities, parents can help develop emotional awareness. Taking photos of your child making different emotional expressions creates a personalized feelings poster. The Feelings Buckets game helps children connect scenarios with emotional responses by tossing beanbags into emotion-labeled buckets. Adapting familiar games makes emotional learning fun. Feelings Tic-Tac-Toe uses emotion faces in each box, prompting discussion about when players have experienced those emotions. These games normalize emotional discussions in a non-threatening way. The key isn't over-parenting or under-parenting, but supporting children to identify emotions and develop coping strategies independently while maintaining boundaries. When children feel unconditionally loved and supported through difficult emotions, they develop tools needed for lasting happiness. Forgiveness helps children avoid anxiety and depression from harboring negative emotions. It's not excusing behavior, but working through situations, expressing feelings, and choosing to release negativity. Children who forgive enjoy healthier relationships, better psychological well-being, and reduced stress. When children hold grudges, negative feelings crowd out positive ones, affecting their well-being physically, like 6-year-old Henry's daily stomach aches from an unresolved kindergarten friendship issue. Teaching forgiveness helps children see it as a process, giving them control rather than leaving them as victims. Empathy, understanding others' perspectives, is both innate and teachable. Empathetic children make better decisions, resist negative peer pressure, and experience greater happiness. Research shows helping others activates the brain's pleasure centers and correlates with improved academic performance. Building empathy begins with parent-child relationships based on unconditional love and genuine listening. Children naturally enjoy role-playing, which helps them understand different perspectives. The mixed-up shoes game transforms the abstract concept of walking in someone else's shoes into a literal experience, while family service projects teach children about suffering while empowering them to create positive change. Supporting a child's passion means allowing interests to develop naturally, rather than forcing specialization or overwhelming them with activities to find their ultimate strength. Today's pressure to be college-ready from kindergarten is unnecessary, as passion evolves naturally as children grow and discover new interests. Create space for self-discovery through open-ended questions in relaxed settings, rather than directing children based on your observations. Ask what makes them happy, what they'd choose to play if limited to one thing, or what they love learning about. When children feel empowered to show their true selves, they're more likely to discover their passions. Children also need strategies for handling inevitable challenges. Childhood stress appears through emotional and physical symptoms, from sleep disturbances to behavioral changes. Since most children can't manage excessive stress independently, they need parental guidance. Helpful strategies include the boss back technique, creating positive counterstatements to combat intrusive thoughts, and worry boxes, where written concerns can be tucked away at night. For highly sensitive children, environmental adjustments like soft lighting, gentle music, and muted colors can make a significant difference. Remember, happy parents raise happy kids. Creating a stable home environment begins with parents addressing their own emotional well-being. When parents model healthy stress management and emotional regulation, they give children the greatest gift: tools to find and maintain happiness throughout life.